Father, bless these words to our hearts and anoint our ears to hear and our hearts to receive. Bless this introduction in Jesus' name. Turn with me, please, to John chapter 1. Starting in verse 1. The Word of God says, "In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. In the beginning, before time began, was the Word." Do you realize what this means? That the first cause of all things is the Word of God. Within your hearts, the first cause of all things is the Word of God. Make the Word of God to be your first priority, the first thing in your life. Because the first cause of all things is the Word of God. The Word was God. People try to say, "I know God," but they don't know His Word. I'm sorry, if you say you know God, but you don't know His Word, you don't know God. You may be born again, but you don't know Him. You don't have the Word of God producing the eternal life of God in you, the resurrection life, if you don't have His Word. This is why so many people struggle. So many believers out there struggle. They're always in a state of confusion, never knowing what to do, have no ability or power to even pray. Because they don't know Him, because they don't have His Word. Mark this. In your daily lives, the Word must come first. Not your details, not your job, not your school, not your family. In your daily lives, the Word must come first. Because if it does not come first, you will not have a first cause for your details of life, for your job, for your school, or for your family. You will be running on empty, thinking that you're getting things done because you are in motion. But you're not. You only think you are. It's amazing. It has always amazed me. I've always had a very busy schedule. As far back as I can remember, it just seems to get busier and busier. As far back as I can remember, I've always had a very busy schedule. Free time was non-existent. Free time was what you call a luxury. I know many people know what I'm talking about. But I noticed that when I was serious about the Word of God, and I made the time, I didn't find the time. If you try to find the time, you will never find the time. You make the time before you make it for anything else. I made the time for the Word of God, and all the other details of my life, whatever they were, would happen to be, they fell in line. It was the most bizarre things. I had time I didn't have, because they fell in line. It's almost, although it's different, but in one sense, it's almost like tithing. You tithe, and all of a sudden you have money that you don't have. You don't know where it came from. Like, your expenditures were greater than your income, but still there's money in your bank account. Like, how did that happen? It's like that with the Word of God. The Word of God is the first cause in my life, and then as I receive the first cause in my life, it will promote me. It will cause things to happen. When the Word of God became the first cause, something happened. What happened when the Word of God became the first cause? All things were made. In the beginning, before time was the Word was with God. the Word was God, all things were made. Do you realize what this means in your life? When you soak in the Word of God, when you have a rich intake, a rich diet of Bible doctrine, then all of a sudden, all things in your life become made. There's nothing in my life that cannot be produced by the Word of God. There's nothing in my life that I can produce apart from the Word of God. What did Jesus say? Apart from me, you can do nothing. Yet believers try to function apart from the Word of God as the first cause in their day. But Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. He said, I am the truth, the way, and the life. Now, I think there's an interesting progression. I am the truth. The truth leads to the way. A way leads to life. I am the truth, the way, and the life. Why? Because He is the first cause and the Word is Christ. Right? Isn't that what He said? It is who He is. It is His nature. It is His character. It is His mind. How many believers try to get into the day without the Word of God? I dare say most of Christianity. Like, how many believers spend time in their Bible? How many believers will listen to a message over and over again? Most believers out there, they think listening to a sermon is strange on a Wednesday. Yeah, so listening to messages is something you do on Sunday morning in church. And maybe on a Sunday night, or if you have three times a week, that's like, wow, you know, unusual. But listen to it on your iPod or on your CD player at home. Like, why? What a strange concept. You know what? Most believers nowadays are strange. God says that in Job, that His Word is esteemed more than our food. Jesus said He puts His Word above His name, above the nature and character of who He is. What does that mean? The nature and character of who He is stems from His Word. And yet believers think like they can do without it. I cannot do without the Word of God. Manna came down fresh from heaven to Israel every single day. They could not eat it the second day. It would no longer sustain them. As a believer, I need it every single day. And without an every single day intake of Bible doctrine, it will not sustain me. Believers say that they operate in faith, but they do not. They operate in natural reasoning that agrees with their emotions. And they call it faith. But that's not where faith comes from. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing from the Word of God. Romans chapter 10. And that word hearing there talks about the auditory sense. Reading is important. Reading your Bible is vital, but it builds substance. It doesn't build faith. Hearing builds faith. How many believe? I'm not going to ask anybody to raise their hand, but how many believers in this room get a daily intake of the Word of God? Start their day with the Word of God. I've got news for you. If you don't, you start your day apart from God. Well, there's only two kingdoms out there, folks. You may as well realize this. I'm sorry if this hurts your feelings, but this is the reality of the matter. There is God's kingdom and there is Satan's kingdom, and the only way for me to have God's kingdom operational in my life on a practical level to where I experience what it means to have salvation, the only way to get that is to be in His Word. It's the only way. In the Old Testament, we were talking about that the other day. In the Old Testament, they taught the Bible. Fathers taught their children the Bible. They would start in the morning and then they'd go out and do something. As they were walking along, they would talk Bible. As they were having lunch or dinner, they would talk Bible. As they were in their afternoon or their evening times together, they would talk Bible. Because they were religious? No, because they had a sense of reality. Right? They had a sense of reality. I like football, but football is not eternal. Unless there's a player that uses it as an eternal testimony to his Savior, it's not eternal. And that can happen, of course. And there's nothing wrong with talking football. But it's not sin to talk football. But you know, I'd rather talk the Word of God. Why? It's better. I like it better. It's fulfilling. It's edifying. It builds me up. I like it. It makes me feel good. Is it sin to talk about it? No, not at all. Is somebody wrong if they like to? No, not at all. But it doesn't do anything for me either. It's entertaining for a little while, about 5 minutes. Then I'd rather go back to the Word. Why? That's just me. I'm not saying this has to be you. It's just me. Because the Word of God is eternal and it builds something in me. It builds a substance in me that elevates my soul. What does it elevate it to? It elevates it to the nature and character of God. You realize that it is much better to have the nature of God than not. And I'm not talking about your behavior or your actions or whatever can be seen outwardly. I'm talking about inside your own heart. How are you doing in your own heart? It is much better to have the nature and character of God than not. That's why God esteems the Word above His name. The Word is the source for God's nature and character. And yet believers say, I don't need it. I don't know, this is not what I was planning on talking about, but the Holy Spirit's bringing it for a reason. I need the Word of God more than I need to eat. Job didn't say, I esteem it above my food. He just said, I esteem it above everything that I feel is necessary. It is far above that. No comparison. That is what the original meaning is. No comparison. I feel like my hobby is important. I feel like my job is important. I feel like my school is important. I feel like lunch is important. I got news for you. No comparison. Jesus said, I have food to eat, you know not of. I love the disciples' response. Who brought them food? Who brought them? Who did it? That's my job. Who brought them food? I got news for you. Wood, hay, and stubble take place apart from the Word. Right? Wood, hay, and stubble. Gold, silver, and precious stones. Gold, faith built through the Word of God. Silver, redemptive words. Precious stone, edification and fellowship within by being hid in the body of Christ. Wood, energy of the flesh. Hay, emotionalism. Stubble, Word of God aborted before I even leave the building. Don't you get your own important need and the importance of the Word of God in your life? Do you get this? Do you understand this? Folks, take this seriously. This is for you. Every single one of us in this room, this is step number one. Okay? Without this step, there are no steps. This, you know why? This step gives you legs. That's why. This is the part where you get legs. This is the part where you get a mind. The Word created. This is the part that makes you. Get the Word of God on a daily, rich basis. Don't make excuses. Don't excuse yourself. God will not. Okay? There's a tendency out there in Christianity, I believe, among many Christians, to excuse themselves from the Word of God. Get the Word of God on a regular, daily basis. Put it in your day. Make time. Don't find time. Make time. Get the Word of God every single day. Without it, you have no supply. Is this clear? Without it, you have no supply. You are trying to run a car with an empty gas tank. Because you're sitting in it, holding the wheel, you think you're going somewhere. I got news for you. It's not budging. Do you know why believers don't have any power with God to get answers to prayer? Because they don't have His mind to pray with. You get His mind, and you get His nature and His character producing you through the Word of God. Not only do you stop having trouble with your old sin nature, but you start getting real power with God, where you have a communion with Him, not just a walk, but a life. People say, "I'm walking with God." I hate that sentence. I think that's a terrible way to put it. You don't walk with Him. You don't walk at all. You live with Him because He produces life in you. Right? You live with Him because He produces life in you. And you can have the life of God, eternal life, God's life in the believer, God's character of life, God's quality of life, God's essence, and the fullness of what God's life is comes through His Word. There's a lot of miserable believers out there because they don't have His Word. I'll tell you something. Pay careful attention to this because this will cost you $300 an hour. Otherwise. If you have times when you're just plain miserable or moody or cranky or irritable or depressed or angry or have issues or anxious or whatever it may be, your problem has a simple solution. Get the Word of God and it will heal you. Do you understand this? It is healing to the bones. What does that mean? The bones are life-giving. The life of the flesh is in the blood and the blood is made in the bones. It is the life-giving portion of you. The Word of God is what resolves my conflicts. The Word of God is what resolves my anxiety, my depression, my moods, my anger, my irritability, whatever it is. It is the Word of God that resolves it, and the only reason why I have it is because there's an area of my life where I have no substance from the Word of God. I am trying to live on yesterday's manna. And it doesn't work. Yesterday's manna has rotted. Can't live apart from it. Can't do it otherwise. Can't do it otherwise. I can do anything I like till the cows come home. You can't do otherwise. You can try, but it's not going to work. I'll tell you right now. And if you want to try anyway, you knock yourself out, drive yourself crazy all you like, and you're going to wind up finding it really doesn't work. Like me in my flesh, I'm my worst enemy. I'm not my best friend, I'm my worst enemy. Why? I frustrate myself, I make myself crazy, I irritate myself, I depress myself, I get myself anxious, I make myself nervous, I scare the daylights out of myself. And I'm just not my own friend. Believers don't go there though. Believers like that person. Believers try to hold on and preserve that person in whatever way they want. Best thing a believer can do is get in the Word of God. That's why I'm so proud of you, the ones who have made a decision to go after Bible college. Why? Because you've made a decision that you're going to get a serious, high dose influx of the Word of God. That you're going to learn how to think before you try to do anything else. You know what it's like trying to operate outside of the Word of God? I mean, honestly, take the engine out of a car and see how far it goes. Take the brain out of a man and see how well he thinks. Well, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. You have no idea how to think apart from the Word. Right? We don't. We have no idea how to think apart. This is why secular colleges are so dangerous. You get a person who's a walking bag of hormones coming in not knowing a clue how to think, and you put them in a very ungodly, demonic environment, and you say, prosper. Yeah, fat chance. I'm not against secular colleges. I have 6 college degrees. But I'll tell you one thing, I am against them if I don't know how to think while I'm there. And all they're going to do is mess me up. No, you learn how to think. You learn how to think. You learn how to think and learn it first. Why? Because otherwise you're trying to operate with no brain. That's what you call a brainless believer. Seriously. No joke. Seriously. That's what it is. Why? They don't have the mind of Christ in them. And so what do they have? They have a mind that's made of dust. Right? That's all it is. Anyway, very different intro than what I had in mind. But the Holy Spirit had something in mind.